Now, a team of Czech and Australian scientists recently made a unique discovery which should contribute to the development of medication against malaria, making it easier to produce, safer and cheaper. The results of their study were recently published in the prestigious Nature magazine. Ruth Franková spoke to a member of the Czech team, Jan Janouškovec, to find out what kind of progress has been made.
What we have described is a new species of seaweed, which lives inside shells of corals. It basically looks like small brown balls, but it's extremely tiny, just about 5 micrometers in diameter, which you couldn't even spot with naked eye. And it got the scientific name Chromeravalia.
Okay, and why is this discovery so important?
There are thousands of similar organisms living in sea waters, and the one we've discovered, it's interesting because we found this organism is closely related to one group of parasites. And these parasites cause serious human diseases. Everyone knows malaria or toxoplasmosis.
Okay, and now that you have made the discovery, in what way can it help?
Basically, there are two fields of scientific research when I consider our findings to be relevant to. The first is the field of evolutionary biology. In our hands, we have an ancestor of malaria, basically the picture how these parasites looked like ages ago. So now we could think and trace back how these parasites have evolved. The second field is the battle against malaria. I've said that Chromera is very closely related to these parasites. We think it may be possible to test some drugs targeted against malaria on these organisms. And why? Because it would make the development of the drugs much cheaper and easier.
So were the drugs actually tested previously on the bacteria of malaria itself, or how was it done previously?
Previously, all the development was done with malaria parasites itself, but such a development is quite expensive. First, malaria, or the agent of malaria, is dangerous to human. And then you need special growing conditions, special equipment for handling it, and mainly lots of money.
The results of your study were published in a prestigious magazine called Nature. What does this mean to you?
Well, we mainly believe it's good for Czech science, because more and more scientific studies made by Czech scientists are published in prestigious journals, and we believe Czech Republic gets better name abroad.
That was Czech scientist Jan Janouškovec reporting on a discovery that should help make it easier to treat malaria, though, of course, it will most likely take years of further research before it actually bears fruit.